debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
So it doesn't know. That front page exposure was great today.
Yeah, it was.
Were we six? Did we hit
6,907.
Almost 7,000.
Yep. Big Photo gifted 100 subs, and everyone else was gifting subs.
Woo. Thank you so much to that.
And 2 for 2 on the hype trains. 13 for 13. And
Lummy, as much as I fuck with you, I know that you really, I mean, you have lost a step, but it's not like anything noticeable.
I'll pick it back up.
Well, I'll get over the Mandana line. It's nothing that you can pick back up, buddy. It's like, you know, it's kind of like, there's been instances in my career where I put together like 2 or 3 shitty shows. I'm like, fuck, have I lost it?
Oh, and then I just show confidence.
Yeah, I try.
That happens to me every day of my life.
Doesn't happen to me a lot, but it happens to me like every once in a while I'll do a shitty show. And I'll be like, oh, I was fucking relying too much on news stories today. Nothing came out organic. Like, you guys may think that I just fucking get the fuck out of here, but I actually do a lot of reflecting. I don't like to listen to the show, but I know if I did good or not.
Yeah.
Be like a player, when he's sitting in the locker room, he knows whether he, you know, did medium well or fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
And let me, you're just in a little bit of a slump. You know, even the best get in little slumps. As long as there's nothing that's causing your slump, it's just all in your head.
It's just in my head.
Unless there is something causing your slump that I can help you through.
No, it's all in my head. 100%.
Oh, Christ. What? It's lost. It's a lost boy in there.
Have you and your wife talked about it at all? Has she noticed that you've lost a little bit? Are you going to be honest with me or lie?
No, I mean, we made love twice yesterday, and we were in good spirits.
Twice?
Yeah, twice.
Great.
You guys fucked two times?
Yeah. One preach hype train. Every hype train, he gets a fuck.
Are you calling it made love or fucking?
Fucking. We fucked.
Because there is a distinct
difference. We went to Pound Town.
I was wondering what that noise was when I was on the phone with you.
Yeah.
No, bony
are over.
Isn't there a distinct difference, though? Like, you know. Not even anybody that you love, just, you know, sensual.
There's a difference
compared to fucking
Vince Foster, 1200 bits.
There's a difference, and both are good.
Yeah, absolutely. What was yesterday? We're not just seriously. Was one a fuck and one was a love, or
one was a love and the other one was a fuck? Because I actually was. I sent her a message and she said, "Yeah, thank you for taking me to Pound Town last night."
Wow.
I took her to Pound Town the second time.
Well, can I tell you something?
Pound Town's not good.
Stop Pound Town's that. Fucking douchey.
But she said it to him, though. He didn't say it first.
She said it to me.
But she only said it once, not 700 times.
I need to maybe have a word with her and say, Ashley, guys, we want you to say, like, thanks for fucking us, or, you know, God, you fucked me good.
I brought the steam.
No, not you. Don't want to bring the steam. Let me
bring the heat.
And no good.
Fucking works. Okay. Fucking straight fucking.
Okay.
Thanks for fucking me. Good. Proper.
Gotcha.
Thanks for fucking me. Proper. That's so much better than thanks for taking me to Pound Town. Pound Town sounds like something, you know, fucking Austin Powers would say. You want to go to Pound Town?
Well, I guess technically that's I've called it that, so I guess that's
of course you have.
Yeah. Well, see, she's kind of like
Ashley's not naturally that douchey. She's not naturally that douchey to come.
Usually, it's Lummy that sends a text and says, "Thanks for taking me to Pound Town."
Right? So, or do you want to go? Or Lummy goes and sends it. Do you want to go to Pound Town?
Yeah. I'll change my.
Who usually initiates?
How about you want to fuck? Have you ever thought about saying that? You want to fuck? Or is that just too aggressive for you?
No, that's what I did yesterday.
What?
The first time I was like, hey, you know, Walker's laying down. You wanna fuck?
Did you actually say that?
No,
said, do you wanna go
Blitz,
have sex?
But you didn't say fuck, right?
No, but God damn it, Blitz.
Blitz. Hold on. No, we all called you out, lying motherfucker. Like, you're so easy to read because you're so stupid.
Because you would never say that.
Yeah, because then, like, you didn't say, hey, Ashley, Wilbur's laying down. You want to go fuck?
Come on,
you didn't say that. You said, do you want to go have sex? So, but you're trying to be Johnny Boastful here, pound my chest, look good.
You asked her, do you want to have sex?
No, I said, hey, you know, because she was going to take a nap.
Would you like to have sex? Titty. Please check yes or no.
Who usually initiates, you or her?
I'd say usually, I'd say 60-40 her.
Really?
Yeah, she wants a lot of sex, wow, which is perfect. And then last night when I laid in bed and I fucked her, I initiated
Lummy,
it.
Lummy. But you didn't fuck her.
Oh, I mean, I brought
made love.
I brought the heat.
So, let's talk about the. I brought the heat.
I didn't want to say steam, but
like
I brought
I'm listening
the,
to an 80s zookeeper show.
Jesus,
I love the 80s.
So, the first time,
yeah,
Wilbur sleeping. You say, "Do you want to have sex?" You didn't say, "Do you want to fuck?" You didn't say that.
Well, no. I mean, technically, I kind of. Well, I mean,
would you like to be involved in coitus?
Mean, I don't think she.
Lummy, don't make me call her up. Okay.
Well, no, I'm gonna say like how it initially was is that we were kind of like kind of flirting a little bit, kissing. You know, I was kind of rubbing a little bit places,
rubbing her titties. No, yeah. No, don't rubbing.
That's cool.
A little bit places.
Rubbing a little bit places. No.
No, I was rubbing her pussy. I was rubbing her pussy. And then I rubbed her tits. I sucked on her tits. I got some milk. And Wilbur was laying down.
He's coming back.
She
He's
went
coming
into
back.
The bedroom. All right, let's just play it how it is.
It's like Hardy Lang drunk right now.
Yeah, she went laid in bed, and she was going to go take a nap. And she sent me a text and said, why don't you come here real quick? Next thing I know, she's butt naked, spread wide open, and we got after it. And that was the making love portion of it.
See, but that was just a few minutes ago described as I told her I wanted to fuck. It didn't even go down like that. Well, no.
That was the nighttime one.
I was talking about.
Oh.
I think it was very, very obvious that I denoted, did I not, Blitz? Let's talk about the first time.
One.
Yeah.
The first time.
Yeah, but I thought me rubbing
shut
her
the
pussy.
Fuck up.
Oh, my.
So.
Stop saying, I don't like when he says
that. I know.
Rubbing her pussy?
Pussy.
Yeah, it just sounds, it does sound bad.
I don't know. When let me say this.
Rubbing
weird.
Her pussy.
Stop. Stop. Stop.
Rubbing her pussy.
Stop.
Rubbing her pussy.
Yeah, I rubbed her pussy.
I don't think you can say it as good as me. I think I say it a little bit better than you do.
No, you say it fine. Yeah. Lummy doesn't. It just sounds weird
like
coming
if
from
I was with, if I was telling you a story on a show, I was with the Merch Crick, and I was like, you know, rubbing her pussy.
Yeah. Totally makes sense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Lummy.
Rubbing her pussy.
I'm rubbing her pussy.
I'm like, ew.
Yeah, I was rubbing her pussy.
Ew.
I got milk from her titties.
Yeah, while I was sucking on her tits, I was rubbing her pussy.
And you sound like Pat O'Brien, a fucking real predator. I want to suck your tits and do lines of cocaine in the fucking bathroom.
Yeah.
So Lummy, what time are we talking about the very first session?
About 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock
in the afternoon.
Yeah.
All right. So Wilbur,
afternoon delay.
Little Wilbur, he's laying down.
Yep.
Little fucker, you finally got him down.
Yeah. He had enough milk.
Right. So at this
time
point,
for Papa to get
he
some
sucked
milk.
Them titties dry.
Now at this point, what like we've been given three different stories. We've been given that you said, "Bitch, do you want to fuck?" Then we were given, "Do you want to have sex?" And now it was, well, there's four stories.
Well, I started a rubber pussy.
And there was then the third story was I started a rubber pussy and sucked some tit. And then the fourth story was she went and laid down and summoned you. So can you see how frustrating it is to be a co-host with you?
I mean, it was all in the
same
story.
Because you just
lied. No, it wasn't a lie. That's how it happened. I mean, I was kind of like, I mean, she kind of rubbed my boner.
Okay, hold on. Stop.
Now we're going to rub the boner deal.
It's 2 o'clock
yeah.
the first time.
Yep.
Yeah.
What happened? Okay. Like, who said what first?
Well, she's like, I'm going to go lay down. And then I started kissing
Which
Blitz
was completely opposite of how you described it a few minutes ago.
Yeah, yeah. But that's, hold on. So in the start, so then what I kissed her.
So you guys put the thing down.
Yeah, I put little Wilbur down.
Okay. Slow down. So you put little Wilbur down.
Yeah.
She decides to go take a nap.
Yeah, and then I give her a kiss.
No, hold on, but there was no pussy on the couch rubbing.
Well, there was.
There was no. Well,
that's what I'm saying. She turns, and I give her a kiss, and she's not wearing a bra. So I lift her shirt up.
I love that.
Oh, you did some pew-pews?
Yeah, I lift her shirt up, and I started sucking on her left tit.
Mm-hmm.
And nice. I started rubbing her pussy, and then I went in the pants. So, I felt she was a little wet.
Lummy, slow down.
Yeah.
You're just getting way ahead of your fucking self.
I mean, yeah.
All right, so you start kissing her.
Yeah.
Then you start sucking the tits.
Yep. The left tit, Bubba, the left tit.
Sucking the left tit.
Is that your favorite one, Lummy?
Yes.
Okay.
By the way, if you're not following us on YouTube, we're getting ready to hit 43,000. I'm like 55 away from 43,000 subscribers. So go on there. And by the way,
don't go on there yet, though. Go on there at noon.
Later, at noon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got new releases that go up every day at noon on Facebook and YouTube. Some of the Facebook is regurged shit, but nonetheless, it's new. You've never seen it for a while. Follow us on both Facebook and The Bubba Army on YouTube. It's The Bubba Army on both Facebook and YouTube. I know there's a lot of motherfuckers right now that are listening to me that don't follow us. Follow us, motherfucker. All right, let me back for the pickup. All right, so now. You're sucking her left tit.
Yep, and I rubbed her vagina or pussy. Anna likes to hear.
Now is she standing up at this point or is she sitting down? Where are you guys on the couch?
We're standing up right in front of the couch. And
right.
And then obviously I'm a little taller, so I started rubbing her pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a little taller.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As a fucking weirdo.
I'm using my left hand to rub her pussy. And
you're blue. Don't forget, your hands are all blue.
Yeah, yeah.
When
Nikki Doherty rubbed my my corduroys and had blue hands, right. and Boots asked, "What the fuck you kids been doing?"
And yesterday they were like bright blue.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've been watching.
So you got your blue man. You got your blue man hands on your wife's pussy.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, and I kind of felt she was wet, and I kind of gave her that like. Yeah. And she kind of was like, well, I'm going to go lay, take a nap. Almost like, yeah, let's see how bad you want it. I could feel it.
Oh, nice.
So I kind of then, I started doing some work, and she sent me a text.
What the fuck does that mean?
You were hammering some wood together
or
something?
Your math homework?
Yeah, what the fuck were you doing?
I was doing some audio stuff.
So she went, you guys were making out, you sucked the tit, left it.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. And then hands on the puss?
Yeah.
And you just let her walk away?
No. Well, because, she has to take a nap. So okay. I'm like, okay, maybe she's not really feeling it.
And he gives me a headache just describing how to get
out. Imagine being married to him, Bubba.
Then she sent me a text and said, why don't you come in the bedroom? I came in there. She was butt naked with a Hitachi on.
Oh, now, Blitz, now here comes the Hitachi.
Right,
there's just
right.
all these add-ons.
There was.
The story,
I mean, we got three Hitachis always ready,
okay,
all plugged in.
Okay.
More Hitachis and guns in the house.
Two black and a pink.
Okay, all right, buddy.
Two black and a pink?
Yeah, that's how many we
two
have.
Two for Lummy, one for
sounds
her.
Like a new Lexington Steel movie. Two black and a pink.
Yeah.
So, all right, so she's got... Is she working the Hitachi, buddy?
Well, she was working it.
So you walk in, and is she already on the Hitachi?
She's already on the Hitachi.
A black or pink one?
This one was the pink one.
All right, so she's on the pink one.
Yep.
And
two black or pink. So she,
he lies himself out of the whole fucking story.
What do you mean? That is, I mean, we have two black and a pink Hitachi. She was on the pink Hitachi. That was the one that was charged.
Why do you need two?
All three are plugged in at all times.
Do you have one? Do you stick up your ass or something?
No, because one of ones dies, then we get another one, and then another one.
One of them
no,
dies. I mean,
they burn them out.
How often are you using them?
Usually, okay. Lot? I understand people having a backup Hitachi, but having a backup to the backup.
But they're all plugged in at all times, just in case.
No, because the pink one is a little bit more powerful than the black one, and the pink one she likes to use if she's going
somebody's
solo.
Somebody's calling me on the hotline.
And the black one is better.
It might be Ashley.
I'm hoping it'll be a bill collector.
So, I mean, the black one isn't as powerful as the pink one, so the black one sometimes needs
a
little backup.
All right, let me get into the fucking the minutia of your bullshit.
Well, so then, yeah, so I...
So then, yeah. So you walk in, and she's got the pink one, and
she's naked.
And she's buck naked. She's kicked out wide.
Yep. Is she like a spread eagle, like on her back, or is she on her stomach?
No, she's on her back. Using
I don't know.
If
she's like,
No.
And so you walk in. Are you witnessing this now?
Yeah. So I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh. And she goes, I want your dick.
Oh, hell yeah.
So that pretty much...
what I think, Blitzen, this is just completely fucking made up.
It's happening. It is. She's like, I want your dick. And I was like, all right.
It's yours.
So did you feed it to her?
Oh, fuck yeah, I fed it to her. I fed it to her.
You fed it to her?
And we went for... And then the Hitachi died...
Oh, no.
I've already finished, so I'm good to go.
Hold on.
And she finished, too.
Now, hold on.
She said twice.
You killed the Hitachi?
Well, because that's why we had the backup.
Wait.
What the fuck?
Now, can you guys...
Are they cordless?
Yeah.
Now, let me...
Oh, okay, so the battery...
Are you guys fucking while... Now, are you...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I always have the Hitachi on while I'm going.
Like, you put it on your balls, or do you put
it
like...
No, it's on her clit, and I'm going to town.
Now, do you guys...
One on the clit, one in the butthole.
Can you guys ever fuck without the Hitachi?
Yeah. But I prefer
it. But it seems as though...
You prefer it?
Yeah, for her, because it gets her to an instant orgasm.
Okay.
Your cock can't?
No, I cock can, but sometimes when I'm super turned on and it's been maybe a day that I haven't got a cum, I don't want to last 5 minutes and she can't get off. So I'm like, hey, get the Hitachi, get two, and then I'm going to go to town.
A day?
Yeah.
A day when he hasn't got a cum.
Yeah. So like,
and he's so far below the Mendoza line.
After one day, you can't last more than like a minute?
Not when she says, come and get it. And okay. I get turned on. It's
Hell
2
yeah.
o'clock and I'm like,
okay.
Fuck, yeah. And she's already rubbing it out.
Okay.
I get turned on, and I'm like, shit.
It's like a wham bam.
You get your cum, and then as soon as you do, I'm gonna get mine.
Okay.
But she can get
it was a quickie then.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, he's sleeping, so who knows when he
wakes
up.
That's fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, him laying there and crying.
You guys both got yours. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Like, are you guys the kind of parents to let him lay there and cry a little bit, or you guys go right to him? Because sometimes
you have to let them lay there.
No, you let them lay there.
Yeah, you have to. You
minutes.
Have to. Otherwise, they just learn that every time they cry, they get attention.
Yeah,
right.
No, you let them lay there.
I know
what
the fucking answer is. I just don't know what he's doing.
No, yeah, right. I let him lay there for a little.
Kids in a bubble. I mean, the kid's not even been exposed to outside the world yet.
He goes outside.
Where?
We saw a hawk yesterday in a falcon.
Hold on. You guys go outside in your backyard, but the kid is never. The kid is never. I don't think the kid's ever left your property, has he?
I walked him to the stop sign.
Okay, hold on.
He walked him.
He went next door because he had to get his dog.
How old is he?
He is going to be 8 weeks Thursday.
All right, so he's 8 weeks Thursday.
Yep.
And he's never, ever been off, outside. He's never been anywhere, has he?
He went to my parents' house for whatever holiday it was. No, my mom's birthday.
All right, so he's been to one place.
Yeah, and then he goes to the doctor's and he's been to the hospital.
Now, is he back on the tit?
He's back on the tit.
Now, like full-time now or like part-time?
Part-time.
Okay.
We're just having to, like, part-time it up.
Okay.
And then she squeezes some in a bottle and then I feed it to him.
Does she squeeze it or pump it?
She pumps it, but then also squeezes it for like maybe a little bit of extra.
Now, are you able to squeeze it as well? Like, can you get the gription that she does?
From her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're not trying to make it a hot thing. We're just asking.
I am.
Now, do you get milk every day?
I have been for the last 4 days. I've been needed to help her milk. She needs to give a little bit more milk, and sometimes she needs a little extra.
You got to prime that pump.
Exactly, you got to prime that pump.
Now,
sometimes you have to suck a clog dry.
Oh man,
the mastitis.
Yeah.
Or now, are you guys looking to have?
Mastitis.
I mean, have
no,
you?
No, 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 nope, nope, no, no, two.
Yeah,
no,
you gotta have two. You gotta have two.
Have you? First of all, you don't. I only had one.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
I'm on Bubba's schedule.
And secondly, Lummy, you know what you should be doing.
Yep, and I've already talked to Ashley about it, and I'm 100% behind it.
If you're over 30 and you got a kid, there's no questions asked. They'll snip the shit right there.
Yep.
If you're under 30 and don't have a kid, they try to talk you out of it.
Now, do you want that done right away, Lummy, or do you think you guys should wait a little bit in case your mind changes?
No, I think we're going to look at it here pretty soon. So, yeah.
But if you get snipped and all of a sudden, like a year down the road, she's like, you know what, Lummy, I really want another kid.
I don't think we're feeling that. I think we're feeling with one and good.
One and done.
Because you're not quite 8 weeks yet, so all the horror is still present in your mind.
Yeah, but still, two kids just really changes the deal. Plus, Lummy, if anything ever happened, you got twice the child support.
I can't imagine having another.
Hold on, Bubba, that's the way around, though. She'd be paying him.
She had that kid, not you.
It's true.
Yeah.
Lummy, she makes more than you.
Yeah, Lummy, you need another kid just in case you guys separate.
Yeah.
For alimony.
For
alimony,
Lummy. Yeah, child support.
Lummy, yeah. Lummy, you would be the kind of guy that she'd have to pay because she's loaded and she makes lots of money.
Yeah, but no, one. One and done. I'm on the bubble.
Now, can I ask you a question? I want you to lie. I don't want you to lie, but nothing against Lil Wilbur, but if you had to do it all over again, would you maybe not have a kid?
No, I'd still have a kid. I mean, he's good. He's great.
Yeah, Lummy and Ashley are definitely like parents.
I don't need
to have a kid.
I don't want. We both agree we can't. I can't imagine putting her through that 9 months again.
Hey, Lil Jesus, are
More
you over
like
there?
10.
Not, I love you more than anything in this world, and I think I prove it to you daily.
I'll answer your question. I'm going to have 4 kids.
That's not the question.
Oh.
But if I didn't have you, it'd be sad and shit. But boy, my life would be a whole lot different. You know that.
Would it be better or worse?
He meant better, but he's afraid to say it now because you just called him out.
It would be worse, of course, because I wouldn't have you, my friend.
He means better, Tyler.
No, I do not. Blitz, I mean, Tyler, don't let Blitz fuck up shit. He just is a goddamn negative wrecking ball. Do you notice that? You got to work with him.
Yeah, sometimes.
How are you seats last night? Pretty good?
Yes, very good. Thank you.
Lightning were on fire. Have they turned the corner now a little bit?
I think so.
When are you and Jay Smooth getting Johnny Smooth? When you and Johnny Smooth getting one out?
We'll get it sometime this week, probably.
Now, when's last week's coming out?
I don't know. Ask Blitz.
Blitz, they did a podcast. You ready to release it yet?
Sure.
Brian and I are doing a sports show Thursday.
Who?
Brian and I.
Oh, you and Brian are?
Yeah, the one that you said was...
Well, Tyler, you ought to ask Blitz nicely when he could release
it. Ask, don't tell.
I need it first.
He doesn't have it ready for you?
I never got it.
It's on your... I saved it. I recorded it on your computer.
Okay.
Bubba,
it'll be. It's on there.
If we do ours Thursday, would you want to release Brian and I's for the weekend?
I don't give a fuck what you guys do.
Okay.
Get with Blitz and release as many as you fucking possibly can.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. I like having brand new shit up there all the time. Mm-hmm. Instead of having to regurge Dick Buckus and all that kind of bullshit. But absolutely. Blitz has got to do what Blitz has got to do. Hello.
Hey, Bubba, this is Gary. How are you?
Hi, Gary. What's up, buddy?
Wow, even Tyler's side.
You're a little bit late today, bud.
Yeah, the doctor
tried calling you earlier. For about an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I wanted to. But you know what? Go ahead and tell us what you were going to tell us then, because you know, Gary, I don't interrupt you. I just let you roll.
Hey,
you
actually, let me write it down. What's your COVID protocol?
Yes.
I don't think I was going to comment on COVID so much, but that Dan was totally wrong on the insurrection stuff. The current president is the one in charge of claiming the privilege. The past president has no claim on privilege. He's not a king, and he's not the president. He's the former president.
Now, but hold on. Gary, can I ask you a question? This is just strictly a question. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But like, if you're the president when an event happens. And right. Now, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just asking a question. You either know or you don't know. Would Trump be claiming that he had privileged at the time because he was the sitting president at the time this thing happened? Would he claim that?
Well, that's what he's trying to do, and that kind of makes logical sense. However, the way it is, it's the current executive is the one who has the power to claim the privilege.
I understand that, but one could argue that if an event happened while you were the president, you potentially could say you had privilege at that during the time of the event, and maybe that would be what he's going with. That's what I kind of think.
That's what I thought as well.
And the fact that I know the current setting president has privilege now. And determines who's, you know, that. But maybe Trump is trying to say, well, I was the president during this event or during whatever the fuck you guys are talking about here, and so I have privilege. I don't know. I mean, that would be, I guess a federal judge would probably have to rule that.
Well, let's say President Bush, the younger one, W., claimed privilege because the Congress now wants to investigate the lying wars that he got us into. It would still be up to Biden to claim that privilege, not Bush. So if Biden thinks that it's in the national interest not to
historically, have you ever seen it this bad where like it always kind of seemed like, and I'm just talking to you like this isn't one side or the other, but it always seems like back in the day, like, they kind of got along, but they didn't get along, and they were kind of gentlemen's agreements, and they would be like, okay, motherfucker, we got you on that, but you got us on this, and when this guy gets out, we're going to not fuck with him. But hold on, Lummy, I didn't ask you, Lummy. I asked fucking Gary, Johnny Mendoza line, so shut the fuck up, Lummy. Okay. Thank you. But it seems like it's all-out war now, Gary, and the fact that it didn't matter when it fuck happened or who's in office, they're just there to fuck each other, both sides, nonstop.
passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Yes, and I think it got worse when it wouldn't stop about whether or not Obama won the election. It was let it go already, let it go, the Democrats kept saying, but the Republicans kept on going with he's not eligible, he's not
I kind of agree with you. I think it started with the fucking birth certificate bullshit, and they just wouldn't let it go. And, you know, not, I mean, and I don't know. It just seems like now it's at a high, it's at an all-time fuck you level. And if one side gets a parking ticket, they're going to shove it up the other side's ass nonstop, period.
But Bubba, 2 weeks before the new president, Biden, becomes president, it's alleged that crimes were committed at the Capitol. And that's 2 weeks before he becomes president.
I know.
Now you're saying let's not investigate what might have been crimes just 2 weeks before he became president. If that were the case, then all heck would blow up 2 weeks before a person became president, and we wouldn't investigate it. Come on.
I got to tell you this, Gary. Let's just take a step back on all this bullshit. And what I'm trying to be honest, but it seems like the fucking polls and what everybody's not happy with Biden or Kamala. Like, what do you say about that? And again, I don't give a fuck. I don't have a dog in the race. I don't care.
Okay. I see on chat, first of all, I'll answer your question, but first of all, there's chat, everybody saying what crimes. I think about 150 people have been indicted on certain crimes. So crimes were committed. So chat, go F yourself.
And Gary, you know what? I agree. I think the minute, just like Blood said, the minute you make entry into the Capitol building, and the entry was breached,
yeah,
you know, illegally, anybody in there needs to be held accountable and probably charged with some kind of fucking crime.
I mean, technically that was a crime.
I mean, they're going to break the fucking door down, overcome some security guards in a fucking, you know, bullshit, in a mob type mentality. Yeah. Unless you were standing outside with your fucking peacefully protesting, not doing shit, and you made entry into the building, you're fucking, you know, you need to be charged with something.
Right. That's how I feel. Has to go on, and you can't say let's stop it now. But with regard to Biden and Kamala's low approval rating, presidents in the initial years always have had a low rating after the election, and usually there's midterm elections, there's a quote-unquote correction, and we go from there. However, I'll tell you this, that by the time the presidential election happens, and let's say COVID does go away or gets further eliminated, Biden will have a higher approval rate. Inflation will be gone. The supply chain thing will be corrected.
If that does work on
the $1.2 trillion bill that he just packed, creating new jobs.
Hold on,
so
Gary.
Gary, that's
the only thing that's going to fucking save him. I'm just telling you that right now. I'm just like, if that shit all happens, absolutely, he's got a great chance. Right. But if it doesn't. I mean, gas is fucking through the roof.
Right now.
Inflation's through the roof. I mean, just the statistics that, you know, show the how healthy the government is, you know, it's not looking so good. Now, I know that he's going to say that he inherited a shitstorm and he needs to put it out. And you know, America will give the guy a chance. But if all this shit doesn't right itself, he's fucked. I'm just telling you that right now. You know that.
I agree. It needs to correct itself. But who, let me ask you this question, Bubba, talking about gasoline prices. Which party supports big oil and which party supports corporations making huge profits.
They all do.
So with the gas, you have big oil making huge profits, which makes the Republican Party happy because that's who they always champion for.
I'm all for Ron DeSantis with the Tim Cook kicker.
They want oil drilled everywhere. They want companies to make all sorts of profit. But when they do, you bitch and complain.
Wow.
And now you're getting companies making huge profits because of supply and demand, and that is the basis of profit making. And now you're bitching about it.
What oil companies are able to drill right now?
I just wish, Gary, I just wish that our country was in a better shape. I don't give a fuck who's running it. I just got a really bad feeling of where we're fucking headed. All the free money we handed out. Again, I don't give a fuck who's doing what. I just got a real bad feeling of where we're headed. I really do.
Yeah, how are we going to reverse inflation, Gary, in the next few years?
All right. So look at this. This is how you do it. You don't give 600 billionaires $1.7 trillion at tax cut, which Trump did.
Okay, well, Biden gave out all this money, and it caused a lot of inflation. How do you reverse it?
I'm trying to explain that.
Right.
Those 600 billionaires, most of them are going to bank that $1.7 trillion in their personal accounts offshore.
Okay.
You give the rest of America $1.7
trillion. And they quit their jobs and don't
go
back to work.
They're going to spend it.
Where are they going to spend it on, Gary?
Into the economy. They're not going to keep it. It's not going to be in their personal accounts.
But Gary, the billionaires own the fucking businesses that they're going to fucking spend it at, Gary.
Hold on, Gary. I do agree with you somewhat. If you give a bunch of money, it stimulates the economy. People don't fucking save it. They spend it. But the bottom line is then you have a problem with motherfuckers not wanting to go back to work because they're getting the free money.
Right. But then what happens?
They've learned what they're trying. What happened is you reverse.
Anna.
Sorry.
You reverse 50 years of labor being subjected to management. Now labor is in a position to say, hey, I can work from home now. I don't have to go to your business. I don't have to be treated like crap. I can do it at home for somebody else who will pay me more, and I don't have to go there. So that's what's happening. Yes, more people are quitting. But the unemployment is going down, so yes, they're walking away from old. Yes, they're walking away from their old jobs under the old system. But unemployment is going down. It's not going up. People aren't sitting at home doing nothing. They just decided to do it a different way.
Well, listen,
and now
Gary,
they're making more money, and they're under better
things. Yeah, they're doing OnlyFans.
Thank you, Gary, for your daily check-in and to write the red. We appreciate that, my friend. Yes, go ahead. Gary, you know I let you speak your piece. You know that, buddy.
I love you, and I thank you for that. But one more thing, because I've been wanting to ask Anna this, and she didn't take any calls Friday. Mm-hmm. She says that life expectancy is about, what did you say, 76, 78?
Looked up as like 78 point something, and the average age in America, yeah.
All right, so what is half of that?
37 and a half, what is that, 38?
Okay, so when you hit that point, you're at the top of the hill.
39.
So once you go, a day after that, you're on the bottom. You're going downhill.
So are you saying Anna's right there on the? She should be at her highest point, and everything's downhill from now for Anna.
Right. She's middle aged now. She's saying, "I'm not middle aged. I'm about to be middle aged." You've been middle aged for a couple of years, lady.
Okay, thanks,
Gary.
All
right, Gary. Well, Gary, you know
you're almost dead. So fuck off, bitch.
Bye, Gary. And that was a hard F, too.
Yeah, it was. Dick-ass, bitch-ass hoe calling me middle-aged hoe.
You're already fucking freaked out in the head about all your shit that
you
got going on.
Yeah, last thing is Gary in my little head. My
I agree with you, Gary, by the way. You're the man.
Gary. Hey, Blitz, why do you think I let Gary on?
He's the man.
No, but hold on. I want to show both sides. I just want, I don't want anybody to say I'm over here sucking one dick or another.
Yeah, you suck all the dicks.
I only suck Dan's dick.
Oh, Christ.
Oh,
what about this
God.
Guy?
The only call that could be worse than fucking Gary would be this guy.
I
just want to let you know, brother, I'm up here. I just did a flight of stairs, brother, out of fucking breath. Hogan's top five fucking matches, brother, of all time. My God, what the fuck's going on? fucking Campateri.
Campateri's going to tell
brother,
Gary's
bag
wrong.
Of milk, what the fuck?
Gary's wrong, Campateri.
Yes, Campateri.
Campateri calling in from Canada here. Just
yeah,
we say, know. Brother,
yeah,
but,
yeah, brother.
I'm glad you said something. We have no idea who it was.
Yeah, brother.
Just want to say, first of all, the show's been incredible lately, and second of all, I just heard that...
He's kind of like our Alex Jones, is he not?
Yeah, he is. Canadian Alex Jones.
He's a Canadian Alex Jones. Mm-hmm. That's exactly the fuck he is. Anyway, go ahead.
Defaulted judgment, too.
Campateri with a default judgment, and a fucking... He's our Canadian Alex Jones. What else you got for me, Campateri?
Well, I'm up here in Canada. Just wanted to say... I heard that liberal calling in, brother, spouting all kinds of liberal nonsense, lies, radical left-wing lies... currently, Joe Biden has the military occupying the oil in Syria, brother. So, he's saying, oh, the Republicans are the only ones doing the oil gimmick. Well, you can't get away from the oil gimmick, brother. They're both working out.
No, I mean, at the end of the day, man, it really doesn't matter. You got to suck oil's tit. You just do. You got to be on big. You got to be on big oil's tit. You do. Because if you're not on big oil's tit, Blitz, and gas is up to five, and then the fucking fan, then everybody's just, it's just an absolute shit show.
But wouldn't it be better to be sucking our own tit here?
I don't care what.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care.
Fucking,
I don't care.
Self-titty sucking.
I'm trying to suck my own tit.
Yeah. Yeah. You're talking about fucking bringing jobs back. Fuck, man. There's like fucking thousands of people in Montana.
Yeah, I'm trying to suck my own tit.
Drill.
On
like, only fans. Can drill. They can't drill in the United States. They got to go to fucking the Middle East. They got to go to Russia. They got to go to every other fucking country except ours.
And we need a frack, too.
Yeah, who gives a shit? Fuck, man.
If I'm the president, I'd be like, drill and frack the fuck up, cuz.
Yeah, frack me baby, up.
Frack.
I mean,
me
pipe
up.
It
who
in.
Who gives a shit? Every fucking other country's going to do
pipe
it.
Pipe it in
it's
from
all the
Alaska.
Fucking regulations. That's
frack,
why prices are so
frack,
expensive.
Drill fucking holes in it. I don't give a fuck. Let's get that gas.
Man.
Let's get gas down to $1.99 and diesel at $2.50.
Frack me.
Because guess what? They're going to do it in Russia anyhow, which is right off the fucking coast.
Frack
so who gives a shit?
Harder.
They do the same thing
dirty
with fucking
fracker.
Food, too. So who
fucking
cares?
Fracker. Canadian fracker.
All we have is fucking all these shit that we can't even
frack
see.
Frack me like you mean it.
Frack the shit out of me, Anna. You fracker.
Maybe if the fucking regulations weren't so strict in
frack
America, we could fucking do some shit.
Frack me till you come in me, my frack.
Wow.
Sorry.
Fucking regulations here makes us fucking everything expensive.
Frack me, daddy.
Fucking you got to the golf, catch the same group of that Mexicans are fucking catching, but you can't catch them back here.
Yeah,
so
what are you,
fuck?
That fucking American grouper, goddamn
it. Doesn't matter. We don't have American grouper because you don't fucking do it. Same with oil and same with every fucking thing. All the regulations in this goddamn country are fucking ridiculous.
We need one
that's
giant
why
net.
No lower prices. And that's why they can make it in China from here cheaper than you fucking make it here. It makes no fucking sense, especially with the fucking shipping back. So fuck Gary.
Yeah, but
he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. Fuck, that guy hasn't worked a day in his goddamn life. Go teach fucking economics or whatever the fuck you do. Fucking asshole.
He's making a comeback. I like this lobby.
No, he's a fucking idiot.
He's back to 06 right now. Blitz, he went 3 for 4.
They're going to hold it on.
He went 3 for 4 in a doubleheader.
Every fucking goddamn country. Every business that everyone's going to buy, like Amazon, you fuckface, is all going to go back into his fucking pocket anyhow. So go Amazon.
He's
fuck.
Right.
Make them build 27,000 fucking factories and put everyone to goddamn work, you moron. Don't give it to the people that aren't going to work. All they're going to do is spend it on Amazon, and they're going to fucking give it back to them. God, you're an idiot. Why don't you drop the regulations and fucking let America fucking do it? Shit, man.
That's right, brother.
Fuck, yeah. Even the Canadians agree with me.
Even the Canadians are with me.
Yeah, fuck, man. Every other country can do it. Why can't we?
Man, Lovey went fucking 6 for 9 in a doubleheader of Blitz. He's up to 210.
Fuck yeah, he
and
is.
Up.
With a fucking home, with a 3-run homie.
He said, fuck your Mendoza line.
I mean, you went with a 3-run homie.
I thought you fracked twice yesterday.
Six for nine on a doubleheader.
He's not even gummed up.
Yeah.
I'm a monster.
You're 210 now, Lummy. God
damn. Oh, yeah. He's drinking a new kind of monster. He's all cracked out.
Oh, shit.
What do you got, Lum?
I got some juice.
How many milliliters is it of caffeine?
A lot, because I'm shaking.
All right, Tampa Terry. Anything else, my friend? Fucking Lummy's. We're about ready to get the fucking.
Because I'm shaking.
About ready to get the fucking.
About to get fucking mangled.
Those what are those things they put on your chest, Blitz?
Defibrillators.
Yeah, we're about to get a defibrillator for fucking Lummy. Clear.
Yeah. I got some Narcan.
I heard you guys talking about having kids, and my girlfriend keeps on talking about that, brother. I don't know what to do, brother.
She wants your dick.
I would say I'm not coming in your pussy until you're on birth control. That's what I would say.
She wants to have kids, though, brother. She wants, you know, the Tampa Terry.
Just give her some goddamn kids, yeah. Man.
You Canadians.
We need way more Tampa Terrys around here.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
I know.
All right, T, good seeing you, buddy.
That's the last thing we need.
He's out.
This is probably One Way Alan here. Hi, it's One Way Alan. I just flipped a house, made 800 grand on it, but I can't fucking seem to be able to give you $4.99 a month on Twitch.
Not One Way Alan. It's even worse. It's Track Meet.
It's Track Meet. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I just got two quick things. I just want to say thanks to Blitz for always talking about amateur works, even though that's what you call it, because I went and I actually got some good food there. Got to take the wife and the little baby. She enjoyed it. You know what I mean?
Cool, cool.
And then the second thing is, Forrest Gump has a message for Gary. I may not be a smart man, but I know you're a dick. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you. I've been working all day on that fucking Cheryl Shitty impersonation.
Bavani fan with 1,000 bits and Chico 2213 in this D6T 2100 bits.
Oh my God. Thank you for the bits.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh,
is this
have you taken your pills?
Handful of pills?
Is this handful of pills?
I feel like he needs some pills.
Yeah.
What do you think? What are you coming to Bubba 199 on Friday?
Yeah.
You bring the wife?
She's in hand.
Oh shit.
I got I don't know, I gotta double check with the wife on that. But yeah, of course. I think that was the prerequisite.
Yeah, she must be there to
choose the wife.
You know, back you down at all times. Shoes and wife. Yeah, there you go. Like, we can simple it to that. Shoes and wife.
Yeah. Fox News could save about $9.5 million a year, and Tucker could come back on the show if they give Lemmy a shot. I thought he made some good points.
Yeah. True.
Oh.
I mean,
I'm a one show wonder.
Yeah, he's a one break wonder. Yeah. He's done for the day.
I'm done.
All right,
yeah.
Hoodie.
Yeah, no, I'm planning on being there Friday, man. And I think Gary's a fucking idiot, but. You know,
are you going to be part of the? Are you going to be part of the Get Fresh crew on Saturday?
I got a couple soccer games. I got to see what time the soccer games are. But what is it? Is it the car lift deal?
Then we got a car lift deal with a fucking garage deal and a fucking post deal and a concrete deal. We got all kinds of deals going on back of the fucking 50-amp electrical deal. All kinds of shit.
I was trying to get there this past weekend to help with the gazebo. But
yeah, we didn't need your pilled up ass there. I mean. We had too much manpower there for the whole deal.
Yeah.
But we could use manpower this weekend, buddy. Just telling you.
But he won't be there.
All right.
Soccer it up, kid.
Shoes and wife. Don't forget.
Shoes and wife. Kind of like kibbles and bits.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes and wife.
Don't forget.
Shoes and wife.
Maybe some perks.
Shoes, wife, and pills.
Wife and pills.
Right, Blitz? I mean, that'll get you fucking. That'll definitely get him into the party.
That's, he won't forget
shoes,
the pills.
Wife, and pills. Yep. And the kind of pills he rolls with are the kind of pills we like.
Yeah.
Shoes, wife, and pills. Shoes, wife, and pills. I've been watching the counter on Twitch, and it goes fucking crazy.
It's all fucked up.
It's like, beep, and it'll be like, you know, there's 999. Then it'll go like, it's like a tote board.
Yeah.
It's like, 1032. Well,
like I said, when we first started, it said 5,500 and something.
Now it's at 1,018.
Hello.
Hello.
Peter.
Hello?
Yes, it is. How's it going, Bubber?
Hi. Is this a person that calls your show, Anna?
He's called here a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hi, Peter.
This is Peter.
And Kevin's like...
Yeah.
So you've got the alleged PhD economist over there who calls in and thinks he knows everything. He's got claims about people changing the work schedule and system by working from home. So the first question...
By the way, I love Peter's accent. I really do. Like, I fucking really love it. I could hear this guy fucking do books on tape all day. Go ahead.
So, you know, my first question is what sort of jobs are these people obtaining and working from home? Like, what sort of jobs are you doing? What are you producing?
Right.
What is your end goal out of that? And now the flip side of that is, now he claims that people are making more money from working from home. I significantly doubt that. And especially if you want to compare it to our... probably almost 20% actual inflation we've got. 6-8% stuff nonsense when you go into an actual market or look at real estate prices or energy prices. So the end concept of that is that he thinks they're making more money setting at home. How stable are jobs working from your home? Who is the most expendable employee you've got in any system if it's somebody who's not even significant enough to be in the building? So, mm-hmm. You know, I'd like those answers that he, you know, should provide us with his obvious 100 years of experience in everything in life, because he's, he knows more than Dr. Dan. He probably knows more than Kevin Hazlett. He probably knows more than God himself.
I like this motherfucker. Where is he? Where are you from, Peter?
I live on the north side of Tampa.
Tampa? And what and what type of profession are you in, Peter?
I work for the government, the federal government.
He works from home.
Oh, shit.
He works from home.
Work for the federal government?
Yes.
You're not on to me or nothing, are you? I mean, you're not, like, you know, currently investigating me, got surveillance on me, nothing like that, do you?
No, I do not.
Okay, perfect.
He works four blocks over.
He does?
Yeah, the FBI building.
Oh, fuck. All right, Peter. Well, listen, I hope that we're in good standing with whoever you work with, my friend. Because I hope that you consider yourself Bubba Army. It might have to be a sleeper cell of the Bubba Army, because you might not be able to, like, you know, be super proud, because the agency you work for probably doesn't like us.
Oh, no. I play the show on the computer stand, and people come by and start laughing at your jokes.
Oh, cool. Just make sure you tell them Bubba Love Sponge is a good guy.
I've been trying to give out stickers at work. You know, I gave out a couple of T-shirts.
All right. Listen, Peter, call the main show more often if you could, please.
I think he actually bought some swag from Bubba Army for Benny.
Oh, okay.
That is actually true, yeah.
Yeah.
Benny's the man.
Yeah, he sent some stuff to Benny.
Is Benny making it over to the party this year? Do we
know? I don't think so.
Oh. How about Caviar Tacos? Is he making it?
He's going to try his best. I talked to him last week. He's really trying.
Blitz, I will tell you this, man. We are almost on our second hotel sellout. I
oh,
mean, if just volumes of rooms are
rooms
any
total?
Indication, we're fucking going to have a good turnout.
How many rooms total? Up
I don't got to give you the particulars,
oh,
bitch.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But Blitz will tell you, it's double last year.
Mm-hmm.
Double?
So, yeah.
Holy fuck.
It'll be at least, attendance will be at least double.
No way.
Blitz, would you not?
I would assume so.
Yeah. At least double.
Just because,
yeah.
Is it because of COVID or have more people qualified?
Both.
Okay,
both.
Okay.
Both. But there's people that have qualified for, you know, a couple years and haven't made it, but now are making it again because of the COVID shit. So.
Gotcha.
Peter, thank you for being such a great fan and a listener. I appreciate it, buddy.
How many times have you been in the chat room, by the way?
He's banned now.
I know he's banned now. But...
Peter's banned now?
Oh, yeah, he's a fucking dick in the
chat.
Why?
Peter, why are you such a dick in the chat room, buddy?
See, like, it's, you know, I like to be stiff just to get, you know, get some drama going, because I've
some
got
drama.
Like a little working bit with Riz, Mr. Riz His. We joke around in the chat room and try to be awful.
You know you're joking.
I mean, could we unban him, or...
We have a bunch.
Peter, can I unban you and you be like double scout's honor and try to behave yourself and be like, hey, it's Peter, I'm back. I'm not here to cause no fucking problems.
It's banging Miss Diaco.
Yeah, he's banging Miss Diaco.
Yeah, I'm pretty stiff in the chat, I'm told.
I'm pretty
See,
stiff
he wouldn't
in the
even
chat.
Promise to you he'd be okay.
He said, I'm pretty stiff in the chat, I've been told. But Peter, can your gimmick be that you're like a fucking nice guy? Can we change? Can we, you know... If I
look at Tampa Terry used to get banned all the time.
This is my world, you know, this is, I mean, at the end of the day, I let Blitz run the whole fucking deal, but if I step in, which I don't very rarely.
Yeah, Bubba himself will unban you.
I will, well, Blitz, you know, I probably don't know how to do that. I'm going to have to ask you to do it for me, okay? Now, don't get me out of fucking technicality, Blitz, okay? If I ask Blitz to unban you, Peter, as a gimmick, can you just be Johnny fucking nice guy?
I could try to bring a spin of positivity to the chest.
I'm going to ask Blitz to personally unban you. And now, but I cannot, Blitz. I'm not going to try to safeguard him. If Peter starts really fucking up, then who, you know, Iggy or whoever the fucking guys that ban people.
I'm actually friends with Iggy McGillicuddy.
Who bans you usually? Because does it tell you who banned you?
I think it's usually Iggy.
I don't know if Iggy banned him, though.
Iggy, listen, by the way, Blitz, I was on the back end of Twitch a few nights ago, and I was looking at, you know, who's banned and by whom, mm-hmm. And Iggy's a banned motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's really quick on that ban button, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
So, now, Peter, you proclaim to be friends with Iggy?
I mean, we've had a couple of messages to each other.
Right. All right, so I'm going to step in, and I hope it's not disrespectful to whoever banded you, but I'm going to ask Blitz. Blitz, could you unban Peter
for
me right
for
now?
Him down the
I've actually heard it was the Bubba Light who banned me.
Oh,
it might have been.
Well, fuck
off. He gets in there and He does that sometimes.
Well, as I mean, you know, when you're a moderator, you have that ability.
Mm-hmm.
So, Peter, just play nice with these motherfuckers, okay?
Oh, it's all right.
But as a gimmick, Peter, you'd be like, you know what? I want to fucking go off on you, but I promised Bubber that I was going to be nice. So I'm going to fucking be nice per Bubber.
Of course.
He is now unbanned.
Peter, you're unfucking banned. Can we see how long you can... Peter.
You think you'll make it by the end of the show?
I made it 1 week last time.
Oh.
Peter, good. I'm watching chat right now. I'd like you to go, hey, it's Peter, I'm back. I'd like to see that, if you could, please.
Well, I'll have to get off the telephone to do that.
All right. Well, listen, I'll be watching, okay?
And, all right.
Banging Miss Diaco. Is that what you are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Banging Miss Diaco.
All right. So try your best, Peter. And when people start fucking with you, as you know they are, just turn the other cheek and be like, I promised Bubber I'd be fucking nice. So, you know, let's see if we can let's see if we can go more than a week, bud.
We're going to make it to at least next week Friday.
Let's see if we can make it to fucking just, you know,
Black Friday.
Maybe if we can. Let's see if we can make it to the Monday after Thanksgiving, Peter.
Well, I don't know when that is, but.
It is the 29th.
Yeah. It's next Thursday. Isn't Thanksgiving next?
Yep, it's a week from Thursday.
Yeah.
So the 25th.
Well, I don't think you're going to make it that long, Peter. Fuck. But anyway, you're going to try your very best, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Good talking to you, mate.
All right. Thank you.
I think mate's an Australian deal, right?
It's also a British thing.
Is it a British thing?
It's both, yeah.
Me, mate. Oh, mate.
I think we're good, right?
Yeah, sure.
Over a G-Ball, what a great day on
Fuck
Twitch.
Yeah.
What an absolutely great
double,
day.
Double hype train.
Man, I'll tell you, you might want to go get that fucking Flappin' Gats podcast. It'll be up in about an hour.
Yep, right at noon.
And it's, I'm going to listen to it because I heard that there's a lot of me in it.
There's a lot of Bubba.
There's a new release today on OnlyFans. There's a new release on Facebook, on YouTube.
Look at that.
On podcast. And we gave you this.
Yep.
We'll see you tomorrow.